Texas Emergency Hospital chart review. Today's the 26th. This is for 24th. The doctor is O-H-E-A-R-N. First patient is C-G, is an 18-year-old young lady with cramping, abdominal pain, headache, earache, status post-MVA. HCG was positive, so minimal blood work was done. Minimal x-rays were done. Patient did have an ultrasound of her pelvic, which was showed an 8-week fetus, 8-week healthy fetus within the uterus. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient, SS, 28-year-old with bee sting, having swelling in the foot. Patient was given clindamycin both in the ER and at home. And left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AW, 17-year-old with abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting for 4 days. Lab, CT, swab, urinalysis were negative. No medications were given. Left message for the 17-year-old or family member to call me back. Next patient is CW, 7-year-old with flu A, treated with Tamiflu, doing better, but they wished that they had received liquid Tamiflu, but they were happy with the care. Next patient is LP, 56-year-old woman, fell with a dislocated elbow, received Zofran, morphine times 2, and propofol. The elbow was reduced. X-rays were negative. Tylenol number 3 was given. The family was happy with the care and they're in search of an orthopedist. Next patient is AT, 67-year-old woman with backache, burn when urinating, and nausea. Blood pressure 187 over 82 when she came in. When she left, 136 over 64. Urinalysis showed UTI. Was given Levaquin both in the ER and at home. Was happy with the care, doing better. Next patient is TS, is a 43-year-old male who was seen the day before with fever, chills, body ache, was on Z-Pak already because of dysuria. Dr. O'Hearn ordered a UA, which was negative. They repeated a swab test, which was negative, and kept him on Z-Pak. He says that he saw his doctor. He was having blood in the urine, and they ordered a CT scan. But during the time in the emergency room, there was no blood in the urine. Dr. O'Hearn did check a UA. Nevertheless, he was happy with the care received. Next patient is JW, is a 26-year-old with fever, chills, head congestion, flu A diagnosed, Tamiflu started. Last message. Next patient is MG, 36-year-old male with flank pain. Frank UTI, Rocephin, Toradol given in the emergency room. Your analysis showed pus, bacteria, positive nitrates, sent home with pyridium and Cipro. No one answered the phone. Next question is JE, 41-year-old with knee pain, status post-fall, x-rays were negative, diagnosed with sprain, left message for him to call me. Next patient is SF, 47-year-old woman with low blood pressure because of diarrhea, feeling weak. Blood pressure was 114 over 70. CBC, CMP negative. Chemistry within normal limits. Pacific gravity was okay. Urinalysis was okay. Patient was sent home with fluids. No CT was done. There was no pain. No complaints of pain. Patient's phone number was disconnected. Next patient is AM, is a 26-year-old woman who comes in with dizziness, diagnosed with otitis media, swab test negative, treated with Z-Pak, left message for her to call me back. Next patient is EW, is a 80-year-old male who comes in for dizziness, history of hypertension, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, blood pressure 170 over 110, came down 168 over 70. CBC, CMP, EKG, CT of the head were negative. Patient said that the doctor released him, told him he was fine. Then the doctor came back and said, you should stay overnight. But patient refused and signed that AMA. He was satisfied with the care received. Next patient is RC, 75-year-old with having a hard time swallowing, blood pressure 207 over 117. It states patient left against medical advice. I tried to call him twice. No one answered. But he was given Donatol, viscous lidocaine, Maalox, glucagon, GI cocktail, CT of the chest, short esophageal obstruction. White count was within normal limits. Patient was drooling and obviously had difficulty swallowing. I'm not sure exactly. The chart is incomplete as far as why patient left AMA. Remains the lack of documentation continues to be a problem with Dr. O'Hearn's charts. Again, patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is PY, is a 53-year-old woman, status post-MVA now, having trouble with confusion, dizziness, anxiety. CT of the head was negative, sent home with no medication. Consider CT of the neck as well in a motor vehicle accident. Next patient is MC, is a 58-year-old with folliculitis on the scalp, positive history of MRSA. Dr. O'Hearn treated her with clindamycin and sent her home. She was happy with the care. Next patient is JP, is a 57-year-old man who fell off a ladder. Blood pressure was 201 over 107, came down to 123 over 79. He received morphine, labetalol, morphine again. White count was 13,000, CPK 419, CPK-MB was elevated, troponin was negative, CT of the chest, CT of the abdomen, CT of the head, chest x-ray, CT of the cervical spine, EKG were all within normal limits. He's doing much better today. He was happy with the care received. He went home with Tylenol number 3. Next patient is SH, 35-year-old woman seen with chest pain for 3 weeks, headache for 3 weeks. Was treated with Toradol. White count was 11,000. Cardiac workup negative. Urinalysis showed leukocytes not treated. CT of the head was negative because a headache. EKG was negative. Diagnosis was neck pain. Not sure exactly how it went from headache and chest pain to neck pain. Maybe that's why Dr. O'Hearn did not call the cardiologist in the 35-year-old woman with chest pain. Difficult to understand thought pattern of Dr. O'Hearn once again. Next patient is CC, the 17-month-old baby, 104 temperature at home, 99.3 in the ER, swab test negative, no treatment given for viremia. Patient did not answer the phone. Mom didn't answer the phone. Next patient is SC, 53-year-old woman with lower abdominal pain, nausea, given IV fluid, Toradol, CBC, CMP, CT and pregnancy tests were all negative. Patient did have THC in her urine. She was upset that the nurses called her a drug seeker, but the MD was nice to her. Next patient is CA, is a 31-year-old woman with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, 25 weeks pregnant. White count was 9.4, potassium 3.4, specific gravity 1030. Large amount of ketones in the urine, was given IV fluids in the emergency room and Zofran. Patient has an appointment to see her OB/GYN. Consider discussing patient's care with patient's OB in face of severe ketosis. Next patient is ER, is an 18-year-old male with burn on the left side of the face because of gasoline burn. He's doing better with Silvadine. He was happy with the care. Consider antibiotics in a burn patient. Next patient is MB, is a 77-year-old woman with status post radiation, history uterine cancer. Blood pressure initially was 130 over 100. and then 130/94. Patient CBC, CMP, EKG, swab tests were negative. Chest X-ray showed vascular congestion. Patient was not treated. She's still feeling weak. She believes most likely related to her radiation. I told her she needs to tell her PCP / oncologist that she had a vascular congestion in her chest and should repeat her chest X-ray. She was happy with Dr. O'Hearn. Next patient is LG. He's a 63-year-old man who was brought in because of anxiety attack, back pain, constipation. Patient was very upset because he says they gave me 2 Ativan and sent me out. There was no X-rays done, no CT, no lab work. He was given a prescription for Colace. When he complained to the nurse about nothing was done about his abdominal pain, the nurse said, "You've already been released." Patient states that he took an ambulance ride to the hospital for 2 Ativan, and nothing was done for him. Next patient is BL. Is a 69-year-old woman who's with diabetes, high cholesterol, asthma. Comes in with low back pain, was given Toradol 60 milligram. No lab was done, no X-rays was done. The doctor didn't even touch me, and I was released. She was quite upset about the treatment she received. She states that the doctor walked in, said, "Why are you here?" I said, "My back hurts." I turned around to show him where I was hurting. He said, "I'll be back." Then the nurse comes back with a Toradol 60 milligram. He never came back. No X-rays were done. He never touched me. Per patient. Thank you.